pancake, and the old time used to call it flitters.
Mm-hmm. Flitters?
Flitters, that's
right. That's did you ever have flitters when you were growing up?
Yes.
That's right.
You didn't mean it. They call it, now then, you don't ever hear people talking about it, call it a flitter, it's pancake now, you know what it is. They don't care.
Yeah, were they made with corn ever? Did you ever have
them? Well, you can make them out of corn, but you have to make some flour, mix some flour with it, mix the flour and the corn meal about half of that.
Yeah. What would you call the meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Well, you call that white bacon.
White bacon?
That's right.
Okay. Do you have any other names, like, according to the area it's from on the hog?
That's right. You call the front part of the front leg, you call that the front shoulder.
Right.
And the back part, you call that the ham. And,
yeah, well, where would the white bacon be taken from?
It's taken right in the side. You go right in behind the front shoulder and the head. You cut that piece out.
Yeah. Is that part of the hog called anything, or is it just called white bacon?
Nothing, but just they call that the side meat.
Side meat?
That's right.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from the hog jowl and the hog's head and so forth?
Hoghead cheese.
Hoghead cheese?
That's right.
Do you raise hogs here yourself? You how many do you have?
Well, right now we don't have but 9 heads is all we got. You know, we have to keep them shut up, can't let them go out. I used to have a good many under out of the woods whenever it was open range where you could let them go, but now they have to keep them shut up.
Yeah.
You can't keep too many because the feed bill will eat you up if you had too many.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
I know that, but I can't. You mean in the middle of a cherry?
Uh-huh. Or a plum?
Well, we always call it the seed, but there's another name for it, but I forget what they call it. But that's what we've always called it, was the seed, because, yeah. You have to plant that to get a tree, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna turn this over.
Some parts of town there, but some parts was 4 inches.
Yeah, that's really a lot.
Hey, Maria!
Okay. How about the center of a peach? What do you call that, the heart? Center of a peach?
Well, we call that the peach seed. Some people call it the kernel. We always call that the seed, too. We never did the plum seed. So
yeah. If the peach meat sticks to the seed, what do you call that in the
plum? That's what they call the pressed peach. And they one that, you know, whenever it gets ripe, you take a knife and cut in there and it'll all come and leave the seed clear.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a clear seed. Now this other one is where the meat sticks to the seed, they call that a pressed meat.
Oh, yeah. What are some beans, like maybe beans that you grow that don't have to be shelled? Beans that don't have to be shelled.